Welcome to Cat Chat, the pet talk podcast devoted to the physical and emotional well-being of cats and their people. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. This show is brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, where they speak for cats, which is what this program is all about. My co-host is the feline expert, Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. The show is made possible with the generous support of Dr. Elsie's, a company privately owned by Dr. Bruce Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose mission has been to personally formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie also created his own cat food called Clean Protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs because they're based on the protein a cat eats naturally. Clean Protein is the first dry cat food I personally can recommend because it is based on the protein found in a cat's natural prey. Please show your appreciation that Dr. Elsie's underwrites this show by choosing their products whenever you can. I am so happy to have my friend and colleague Sally Williams on the show. She had created something called the Brody Fund that gave funding to people whose pets were going through cancer treatment and needed financial assistance. And she morphed that into something she's doing, which is fabulous, which I am very proud to be a partner of, Mission Meow, that crowdfunds, in a sense, through her efforts so that cat rescues all around the country can get grants to do bigger projects than they usually do. That is to say, something more than, oh my God, we ran out of cat food. Something really big that changes what they're doing. But Sally, it's great to have you here, but sad to have you here because you've had to kind of revive the concept of the Brody Fund for yourself because you have Mr. Jones, your handsome kitty, who has been diagnosed with cancer, and it's not your first or even your second or even your third kitty who's had cancer. I know that one of the reasons you're willing to put yourself out there in the pet world is because you really want to educate, inspire other people with pets who get cancer and know that it's not necessarily a death sentence and it's not the end of the world, that there are things that you can do and ways you can feel about it that aren't so dire, let's say. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to expose your own experience and feelings to help other people to understand that there are options. So let's talk about Mr. Jones and let's talk about you and the arc of your personal pet ownership and how much cancer has affected you.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me as a guest to share my story. And while yes, it can be uncomfortable to talk about these things, I think it's really important that we do. So yeah, you brought up my background with the Brody Fund, which was a pet cancer fund that I founded and was the president of for about 8 years, inspired by my cat Brody and by his oncology team. I have to say that that I don't know, because I had no experience in the nonprofit world other than being a volunteer. And his radiation oncologist was so incredible, and combine that with hearing, and I've talked about this, I heard conversations in the vet's office of people talking about how they couldn't afford treatment. Yes. And I was very upfront about that at that time, it wasn't going to be easy for us because I did not have pet insurance.
Right.
I didn't have a good experience early on with some of the pet insurance companies. And I thought, well, I have healthy cats, you know, and then next thing you know, you're in a situation where your pet has cancer, in my case, Brody, a cat. And so, but we decided we wanted to treat. And Dr. Lewis was such an inspiration. And hearing these conversations, other people couldn't do that. And as I said, it wasn't easy for us. But for the first time I heard the term, and this is what kept me really moving forward, they were talking about economic euthanasia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought, that is not something that should ever happen to anybody, that there is a way to treat this pet but we can't because we literally can't afford it because chemotherapy, radiation, these treatments are, they're expensive, but life-saving or life-changing or life-extending.
Correct.
You know, and in our case, we had 13 incredible months with Brody that we wouldn't have had. And as a 13-year-old cat, that's not nothing.
That's right. That's, you know, a lot, actually.
It's a lot of time, and it gave him comfortable time back. He felt good.
Yes.
And so we call it the gift of time, and we talked about that as the Brody Fund all the time, that the gift of time is so important. Unfortunately for me, then I've had three cats since then that have had cancer. One I got very lucky that was an unusual form of skin cancer that was surgically treated.
Nice.
And so that was, you know, something that we dealt with. And Marlin had mast cell cancer, which typically in cats is surgically taken care of, but he was in one of those rare cases where it migrated. So it was in his lymph nodes, and so treatment was life extending, and we got almost 2 incredible years with Marlin.
Wow.
And that's how, you know, you and I got on this subject because there's, yes, the Marlin Nation and all that. And then fast forward now to our Jonesy, who I call my Mr. Jones. So Mr. Jones has large cell lymphoma, which is very scary when you hear it because it's a cancer that's very aggressive, can be very tricky. This took weeks for us to get a diagnosis because biopsies weren't confirming things. We paid for specialized tests and the doctors were really struggling. And then finally the surgical biopsy gave us the answers that we needed. And, you know, it wasn't the answer we were hoping for, but there is a treatment. So the goal of Mr. Jones's chemotherapy and radiation is to drive it into remission for as long as possible. We will know after the first 4 treatments whether it's doing what it's supposed to do. And then there's a protocol that we would follow at that point. He will only have 5 radiation treatments. The goal of that is to shrink the tumor. The tumor will die off, shrink, and make him more comfortable. And then basically what the chemotherapy does is kind of clean up all the scraps.
Yes.
Because it's in the lymph nodes, you want the chemotherapy to go throughout that his body and kill off any cancer cells. And then he would be considered in remission. There's no cure for this type of cancer. So again, the gift of time and to have him feeling good. That's the whole goal of this is that, you know, I think people think of this and think of humans and how we see them and they're losing their hair and they're, you know, really not feeling well. Most of the time, we don't experience that with our pets because they're getting such smaller doses. And there are meds, like we have a little, you know, kitty medicine cabinet.
That's right.
If he has some nausea one day, we can treat that. If he has diarrhea one day, we can treat that. Now, we hope he doesn't have any of those, and there's definitely a chance that that won't happen because we're very fortunate that for a 15-year-old cat, vets love to say this, his blood work is what they call boring.
Nice.
Meaning,
nice.
You know, there's nothing. His kidney values are good. Like, he's a very healthy 15-year-old cat. And so what you want to hear and what we heard was the vet saying, if this were my cat, this is what we would be doing.
Nice. That's very comforting to hear that. There's a lot of aspects to what you talked about that are really informative for other people, and I hope educational and inspirational. You have had cats that were aged when they were diagnosed. And in fact, that's when cancer gets diagnosed as animals get older. And we'll talk about pet insurance in a minute and why the premiums go up. Because as pets get older, they have a greater chance of cancer. And therefore, it's going to be costly for the insurance company to cover it. But by having that umbrella, you have the choice of going forward with that or not. The other thing is,
ways to make it more affordable, too.
Yes, well, it makes it totally affordable. I mean, do you mind me asking what company? Can you mind me asking what company you use?
We're using For Jonesy Pets Best.
Okay. So you said you had bad experiences early on with pet insurance. And I've talked over the many years and in both of my books, The Cat Bible and Dog Bible, about pet insurance and the essential quality of it. And people who say, no, why do I want to pay X dollars every month? What if my cat or dog doesn't get sick? Well, they're going to with something or another. And when it comes, yeah, it's going to be at human prices, because when you get an MRI or a CAT scan, yeah, or certainly chemo and radiation, it is human equipment and human prices, which if you have human, yeah, health insurance, you've seen what some of those bills look like. The other thing is that Dr. Elizabeth Hodgkin says, who's often on the show with me, age is not a disease. I think it's Thank so you. Important, if nothing else yeah. comes out of today's conversation than this. These are old cats, but they're not given up on cats. They're just mature. They got some age exactly. on them. If we said yes. to old people, you know, once they were, I don't know, on 65-year-old Medicare, nah, let's not treat her. She's old. She's going to kick the bucket anyway. I mean, that's yeah. kind of a waste of time and energy. It's not.
Well, it's you not. Said exactly what my vet said. That's exactly it. And, you know, one of the other oncologists who I spoke to said, you know, Jonesy doesn't have an expiration date.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is Jonesy. He is Mr. Jones. Let's focus on that. Focus on what we know. You know, he's a healthy 15-year-old cat who, like, when people saw him, like, oh my gosh, his coat is amazing. His eyes are bright. Like, you know, yes, he's got some little aches and pains that we would expect, but there's no reason why we wouldn't treat, you know, because if he were 5 years old, we would not hesitate. And I'm very fortunate, you know, and back to the pet insurance, you know, it's more affordable. Like Jonesy's plan doesn't pay for wellness exams. It doesn't pay for the things that I can pay for.
Right, which you assume.
Set up for this. And he had a deductible. So once we met that deductible, 90% is coming back to us.
Yes.
And that's
now the industry standard. I will tell you that years ago, I got and canceled and got and canceled Pets Best 3 times, because in the early days, we're talking the 80s, pet insurance was mostly yeah. no, we don't cover that. No, that's not covered.
That was my experience.
Right? Same and so you thing. Drop the yeah. insurance thinking, well, the heck with yep. you then. In that case, I'm paying yep. premiums. And the answer is no. But they've gotten in line with Trupanion, which is a great company. Yeah. The company
That's
I use, Healthy
pet.
Paws, you pay the deductible and 90% of the bill. Now, I only had 80% thinking, well, that's okay. That'll be enough. If you get a really sick pet, like my Teddy was really sick, and I was able to do because of pet insurance what you've done with Jonesy, well, let's look further. Let's try something somewhat outside the box. Let's do some more tests. Thousands of dollars, and the pet insurance company is happy to cover it. But the difference between 80% and 90%, to those of you wondering, it can be thousands of dollars. So
it's significant.
It's significant.
And like you said, it allowed us to really do all of the tests to get the answers, because we needed them. And it's also allowing me, I am very much so, he is being treated in traditional standard medicine, but we also have a holistic oncologist.
Wow.
So that's our next appointment, so that we can support his immune system.
Wow.
And he will also have acupuncture.
That is so,
so
cool.
These are things that are available to me because I have pet
that's right.
insurance.
It's so important that people hear it. Now, the other thing, just I don't want to run out of time before we say this, that when I had my show, The Pet Cancer Vet, which is still at Tracy Hodgner Pets, and it's a great show, and there's many, many episodes you can download. We rarely talked about kitties, because the general idea is, yeah, cats can get mammary gland cancer, but they can just take out the chain of the mammary glands, and that's good. Now we have someone who is a devoted cat woman. I mean, Mission Meow is so cool. Those of you who don't know about it, please go to Mission Meow and learn about what Sally's doing now. But you've had 4 cats with cancer, so you can't be some outlier. You're someone who's actually gotten it diagnosed. Most people don't take their cats to the vet very much or even at all.
Exactly.
And so they just say, well, the cat's old and it's going to die anyway, rather than saying, hey, this could be my youthful chipper granny. I wouldn't just give up on her and say, you know, waste away on your own. So I think it's important to know that cats do get cancer, but you do have to take them to the doctor to make sure everything's A-OK, and blood work is a big signifier of A-OK or not. And then so let me just say this. If you have right now a 10-year-old cat and you don't have pet insurance, certainly Healthy Paws, but others as well, will start covering your cat at an older age. It's going to cost more because you haven't paid into the system over all the years, which is it's only fair, right? You pay in, and at some point they pay out. So if you start late with your pay in, they're going to charge you more. But you can get insurance for anything that's not a pre-existing condition, and that includes cancer. So hyper T, right? You know, hyperthyroid.
There are so many things.
Many things, you know, that happen to kitties.
When Maya had the conversation, I had the why me moment, you know, because they know me. I mean, I'm going to a referral hospital, Red Bank Veterinary Hospital, which is one of the hospitals that the Brody Fund worked with. So my Brody's photo is up in one of the rooms.
Nice.
And they all know me. And when I walked in and they saw it was me and I had the why me moment, you know, we had a little cry together.
Nice.
And the honest answer was, Sally, if I put, you know, I filled this room with 15-year-old cats, we're going to find cancer.
Yes.
And we're going to find other illnesses. I understand what you're saying, but you've done nothing wrong. It's just that this is the reality of you, especially for someone like me who has multiple, you know, I have four cats.
Yes.
I will always have cats. It's just a numbers game. These are the statistics of it. And, I'm able to talk calmly right now about it. You know, Mr. Jones did well in his treatments yesterday, but you know, I have my moments.
Of course.
Cry, and this is the reality, you know, of having pets in our lives, but it doesn't take away from the life he's going to lead right now forward and the joy of the 15 years that we've had together.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. And you're celebrating that by making sure that the time he has left is quality.
It's beautiful. And that's what we did, you know, with Marlin, and, you know, where all that you and I started with talking about Marlin Nation, which is, you know, a group of people in the Cats of Instagram community that named themselves the Marlin Nation when my cat Marlin was going through his cancer. And I decided, he just had a tiny little account, you know, it's because he had a funny little Buddha belly. So it was Marlin the Buddha Cat. Well, next thing you know, Marlin has cancer. And I thought, here is an opportunity. I run a pet cancer fund. I have people that, you know, are following along, and now I have a chance to talk to them every day.
Exactly.
And go along on this journey with me.
Well,
and
Sally, we've run out of time, sadly, but wonderfully. We've touched on so many topics. I'm sending lots of loving, healing thoughts to Jonesy. Go Jonesy, right? And go Sally. You're doing great things for him and for all the kitties who know all about you. And Marlin Nation is out there for people to look at, and Mission Meow. We've run out of time. I'm so sorry. It's great to visit with you, Sally.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. I also want to thank Wonderside, founded by a woman entrepreneur who discovered effective natural ways to repel fleas, ticks, and other pests on her pets and around her home instead of putting toxic chemicals in or on them. Wonderside makes plant-powered products to keep parasites at bay without the harsh chemicals that can be harmful to your cats, your property, and the planet. This show is also supported by the privately developed Magic Fabric Pet Throws that trap hair, dirt, and moisture when cats get up on the furniture, bed, or your lap. Magic Fabric Pet Throws invite kitty cuddle time without sacrificing your clothes or furniture. A final pause up to Dr. Elsie's again for all the fine products they make and their unwavering support of my mission to make life better for each and every kitty cat and their people.